Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to everyone in RAWF. I am Lord Amadeus, the owner of RAWF, and your host for this evening. This is RAWF After Hours / Jingle Hell Rock, our final show and pay-per-view of 2023. Let me bring on the legendary luchador himself.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of a world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on while the dead I slumber. I hear the rhythm of the music. I buy a product but never use it. I hear the talkings of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, El Vacant is here. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, mi amigo. Feliz Navidad y Feliz Año Nuevo.
And Luchas Nachos to you too. Well, but at any rate, how was your Christmas, El Vacant?
Oh, very good, very good. You know, I always, this time of year, where the whole family gathers around back at the Vacant compound down in Tijuana, well, outside of Tijuana, really, because it's big. So it's
the Vacant, wait a minute, you have a Vacant compound?
Well, the Vacant, you know, the family, you know.
Okay.
I can't tell you the family's real name. It would tell you who I am. I'm a luchador. I'm a Vacant. I can't. I mean, obviously, the compound is under the family's actual name.
Oh, okay. That's fair. All right. I was going to say, that didn't sound quite right, but we'll go with that. I don't know. I just kind of – I understand you have a – I would think you had a secret lair somewhere. That'd be kind of cool. But at any rate
– Who says I don't?
Never mind. I'm not delving into that any further. We got too much to talk about. But anyways, El Vacant, I'm glad you had a great Christmas. I had a great Christmas.
Did you go to Vegas?
Huh? I went to Vegas, had a great time. And we're now back here in Chicago for Jingle Hell Rock and our final show of the year. And we've got a lot to talk about. Talk a little bit about how 2023 went. And talk a little bit more about how 2024 may or may not go. And, of course, how things go tonight here at Jingle Hell Rock. It's going to be a good evening indeed. So,
well, the first thing we have to catch up on is, did you manage to go to Vegas for Christmas and come back still single?
God, I hope so.
Is there any point in time that you don't actually remember because you partied a little too hard?
I plead the fifth.
All right. Well, all right. For the record, ladies and gentlemen, this is not an invitation to just show up saying, oh, I married L.A. I'm looking at you, Strangleheart. So, no.
At any rate. All right, we got a bunch of stuff to do tonight, so let's get to it as we are in Chicago. So we'll start with Jingle Hell Rock and what the card is for tonight. Let's get to some GM reports. We'll get the GM reports out of the way first. And we will start with our Ultimate Gauntlet GM, who has... I believe a bunch of news on his division. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that this day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast. I ain't never give a shit on them bitches. Better recognize a damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G, go and have your family slam. Fuck around, beat a neck, out of ground. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cage. Can't keep me like the way I need my space. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rats that creep in my flesh. But when
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Wouldn't necessarily say that, but I've got to put on the GM hat for right now. We do, in fact, have a very big, but some of you that were paying attention to the scene earlier for the Jingle Hell Rock pay-per-view may have noticed that a match went up, and that is because we have a story since the last time that I updated you, and that story comes in the form of the true badass Billy Gunn, who started an Ultimate Gauntlet run against Ice Cold Aaron McFadden, picking up that victory, going on to a second match against Conk, that match also being picked up by Billy Gunn. Then he goes on to a third match, and this one gets more and more surprising as you go along, because Billy Gunn goes up against Simply the Best. And Billy Gunn picks up that victory, moving on to three, where he takes on the strategic AF James in his fourth match, winning that match, putting Billy Gunn one victory away from earning an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship match. The only thing standing in his way is Strangleheart, former RAWF World Champion, and the true badass absolutely smashes a murderer's row of a gauntlet. Billy Gunn earns his fifth victory and an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship match that is currently underway against our champion Nightcrawler.
All right. Big, huge matchup tonight at Jingle Hell Rock for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship, Nightcrawler and Billy Gunn. Nice job, Paragon. And I can tell you're a little upset right now. Go find a place to sit and gather yourself. We'll get to that situation and talk about it in just a little bit. All right?
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. So did you see how visibly upset Paragon was there, Elvagant?
He did look, what's the word I want to use? Pent up. We'll go with pent up.
We'll go with that. More like pissed off, but we'll talk more about that in a bit. Here is the tag report from Unstoppabot. Still waiting on one match to finish to determine who will be facing the tag team champions Hotness Overload at Jingle Hell Rock. So the top five tag teams after five of six matches are, in first place, are Oblivion Express, Fire Chief Bill and Aaron McFadden. Right behind in second place are Dungeons and Dragons, the Paragon of Greatness and Knox Boogie. In third place, Amor, which is DW and Flashy. In fourth place, the reigning tag champs, Hotness Overload. And in fifth place, Smash and Grab, Dr. Kent and Minifee. As soon as the final match is finished, the final top 10 will be posted. Also, the new season of tags is open for signups, but will be closing soon, Tuesday, January 2nd. If you need a partner, check out the scene. Now for the Radical Rumble report. There is one match ongoing in round two of the Radical Rumble. Big F and Hitman was able to win his second match, therefore creating a three-way tie and so forcing a rematch between the Immortal Griffith, Big F and Hitman, and Lincoln Hunt. DW, Buckshot, and Sassy Applebee's will all be moving on to round three, with the fourth spot going to either the Immortal Griffith, Big F and Hitman, or Lincoln Hunt. Also, the Extra Points Tourney is open for signups, and signups will close in 1 week, Saturday, January 6th. Thank you, Unstoppabot. That's a lot to digest right there as the Radical Rumble nears the Final Four. And looking forward to seeing who ends up winning the second Radical Rumble. But tag teams, the tag team division coming down to the wire from what I hear. We will see when that final match ends who will face Hotness Overload. All right. So I believe those are our GM reports for the evening. Let's now turn our attention to tonight's Jingle Hell Rock pay-per-view, El Vacant. We are here live here in Chicago, and it's been a happening thus far, been rocking and rolling around the Christmas tree. And even you are getting psyched up because you've got a big match against Extreme Enigma. He laid out the challenge a couple weeks ago. And so, are you ready to face old Enigma tonight?
I am always ready to fight.
Always ready.
Always.
All right.
Always ready. Well, look, I show up to this radio show in my ring gear.
That's true. That's true. You do, and it's times like this where I'm glad you don't wrestle very often, because, you know, if you were a regular wrestler and come into your gear, it would stink in here really bad. It'd be like having two hobos. You wash your outfit every day.
Yes. Well, first of all, I have five of them. Second of all, and I wash them after I wear them, yes.
Okay, fair enough. So, due to the circumstances that we've been talking about with the Paragon of Greatness, because it was revealed that the people who have been attacking him was actually the DOC all along, tonight, POG faces Fire Chief Bill in a Texas Bull Rope match. And, I mean, this was a shock to me. I mean, I thought the DOC were kind of doing their own thing, worrying about titles, worrying about, you know, I didn't really think they had an opportunity or a reason to attack the Paragon of Greatness, but there it is. It was the DOC had targeted POG for whatever reason, and now, tonight, a Texas Bull Rope match. Once the reveal was made, Fire Chief Bill issuing the challenge, Paragon was eager to accept. Texas Bull Rope match, Paragon of Greatness versus Fire Chief Bill. Your thoughts?
I think they may have bitten off more than they can chew, and that wasn't a fat joke. Like, this is the Paragon of Greatness. If there's anyone that's just going to run rampant through their ranks, it's going to be that man. That is not the guy to piss off. Like, there are a few people in this company that have shown time and time again that you do not piss them off, and he is one of them. I do not like their chances. I just don't.
Well, I have to agree with you, but there's going to be... He's got a lot of people, and while he may have Knox Boogie and Killer Neptune hopefully backing him up, the DOC is quite large, including some people you would be surprised. I mean, what about Razor, who, you know, he, as far as I know, had no problem with the Paragon of Greatness. How does he feel about this? There's people we don't know in the DOC that have spoken up, so we will see. Obviously, Conk and FCB showed that they have issues with Paragon. Well, does the rest of the DOC follow? It does seem like there were a lot of them, so we will see. Anton Dare apparently is going to retire soon. He wanted to go out on his own terms in one of his favorite matches, a match he's had on a couple of occasions here in RAWF, a parking lot brawl between Anton Dare and RAWF Hall of Famer, the Redneck Avenger. That should be a good one. Season's Beatings match, Aaron McFadden and Soul Reaper in Aaron McFadden's annual Season's Beatings match. And there were some interesting undercard matches, and we will get to those in a little bit. We'll get Randy in here, but in a little while, not right this minute. But I did.
We got a lot of people build up to that.
Yeah. I did see him carrying some presents, though, so I'm kind of curious what that's all about.
I'm a little afraid, honestly.
Well, you know, and it is what it is. We'll see. We'll see what Randy has to say when he gets in here a little bit later. But let's take a look now at the title matches for Jingle Hell Rock. We got the Ultimate Gauntlet match, as we mentioned, Nightcrawler versus Billy Gunn. Could Billy Gunn end up with some RAWF gold going into 2024? Eva had chose her opponent for her Champions Choice Championship. It was Papa Shaker. And, Pop, it was interesting. What did she call it? Let me look at this again. Basically, he can only use DQ moves. DQ is on, is how it's going to work. He can only use DQable moves. So, pretty much... an easy win for Eva, you would think, unless somehow Papa Shaker can pull off a miracle on, well, what street are we on in Chicago? Who knows? But at any rate, it would have to be a miracle. It will have to be a New Year's miracle, let's put it that way. Also, we have... got a lot of windows. All right, there we go. Sassy Applebee's defending the Powerball Championship against Hobo Ezekiel, who won the Powerball Contendership Tournament. So congratulations to Hobo. Now, can he get past Sassy Applebee's? Can you imagine Hobo Ezekiel as our Powerball champion, Neil Vagant?
I've seen funnier shit, but not much.
Yeah. I don't know how you put it. When something shouldn't be so...
He's going to end up with fancy gourmet beanie weenies.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Taker defending two titles tonight. His first one against for the Multimedia Championship against the Extreme Enigma. Who you looking for in this one to pull out the win?
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to go with Enigma.
All right. I think Enigma has the ability to pull off the upset, although I do think Taker is going to play it tough. I think it's going to be a tough match.
Absolutely. But I like what I've been seeing out of Enigma lately. He's very fired up. And I feel like Taker has been kind of phoning it in since he's gotten his belt. I feel like he's a little overly satisfied with himself, and I don't think the fire's there. And I think if anyone's going to take advantage of that, it'll be tonight.
All right. Aaron McFadden defends his Triple Crown Championship against Natalya Nyttro and Tigress. Natalya, of course, a fellow member of the GOC with Aaron McFadden. Tigress is kind of the odd woman out. If anybody can pull off an upset and work against them, it could be Tigress. What are your thoughts?
I agree. I agree. I think Tigress is very capable of that. I feel like anyone who looks past Tigress is making a mistake.
Yeah, agreed. And it's been a while since Tiggs has held RIWF gold, so, it might be about time. Again, we will see. But Ice Cold and Natalya Nyttro could work together, or there could be some foul play involved. We will see. Chris Cage, a huge night for Chris Cage, the former Unsettled One. He defends his FUBAR City Championship against Deez, but he also is challenging Taker for the Men's Championship as he won the Arsehole of the Month. Ironically enough, he beat the Immortal Griffith in the finals, the man he's challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship tonight. So three big matches for Chris Cage. He could walk out with four titles tonight altogether. The White Lightning, as far as I know, is not on the line tonight, or was not supposed to be, but he could walk out with four major championships tonight if his cards fall, and if things fall for him just right, but it would have to take a miracle. How many belts does Chris Cage leave with tonight, El Vagant?
Two.
The two he already holds?
Correct.
Ah. So you don't see him beating Taker for the Men's Championship, nor do you see him defeating Griff for the World Heavyweight Championship. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think by the time he gets to those matches, he'll be too beat up.
You know, I don't know that you're wrong there. I don't. I guess it all depends. I mean, this is new territory for Chris Cage, and this could be his night. We will see. Yeah, he's definitely got a task ahead of him tonight here at Jingle Hell Rock. Money Sue defends the Midnight Hobo Championship against Hobo Ezekiel. Big night for Hobo, as he could walk away with two RAWF championships. How many titles does Hobo walk out with tonight?
At least one, but I'm not sure which.
All right, so you... all right, I can see that.
I just feel Hobo being Hobo, it is highly unlikely he loses both matches.
True, but at the same time, we're talking about Sassy Applebee's, who's one of the toughest women in all of WU to beat, and then Money Sue, who when he's on his game, when he's paying attention, when he's focused on doing something, and I know he wants to hold on to that Midnight Hobo Championship, he's also pretty good himself.
Fair enough.
His mouth was notwithstanding. Hobo's good. He's a Hall of Famer. He's held many titles, but a lot of times I wonder if his focus is, I don't, you know, where his focus is. Will his focus be on those title matches tonight? We will find out. This is a big one for the estrogen title. And again, Tiggs, a chance for a walkout with two championships tonight. She also won the Biatch of the Month, and she challenges the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, for the estrogen championship. Can Tiggs take advantage of Cougar's, well, pregnancy?
And dare I say it? Cat fight.
Well, she's not here, so I don't think you'll get any claws, but unless it's Santa Claus. But anyways, Cougs and Tiggs, two redheads. You love that. Where do you go? Who do you think will walk out as the estrogen champion to end 2023?
I think it's going to be a very close fight, very tight. I think champion's advantage is going to come into play here. I'm going to go with Cougs.
All right. That's not a – I mean, I don't think you could be wrong either way. I think this is going to be a very close one. Tight.
One way you will be wrong. Someone will lose.
Yes. Tigress, though, knows what it's like to be estrogen champion. She's beaten Cougs before in an estrogen title match, possibly more than once. So it is going to be a hell of a match tonight to finish off 2023 in the estrogen division. National title, Diesel Warrior defends against Conk. So this is kind of new territory for us because for the last four pay-per-views before this, it was DW versus Kayla the Governess for the national title. Now she's finally got someone else to wrestle it for that national title. It is Conk challenging. And considering everything that's happened and what kind of streak it is on, is she in danger of losing that national title tonight?
So here's the funny part. Initially, I thought no. I thought she was going to retain. But now, I don't know if you were paying attention, but in the locker room, when we were announcing the show earlier today, DW kind of pissed Conk off. And I think Conk now has a point to prove. And Conk's a big guy. He's really strong guy, he's quite good in the ring, and he's one of those guys, you know, you get those guys that when they start fighting angry, they start fighting stupid. That's not him. When he starts fighting angry, he just hits you harder. I think she may have made a tactical error, fired the Conk up, and I think that's going to mean he walks out with that title.
Yeah, DW is great in the ring, but there's sometimes I wonder if she does talk just a little too much. We will see if it indeed costs her that national title. Simply the best Platinum Dragon champion defends against Hotshot Chaz. This is Chaz's big, I would say, the biggest match of his RAWF career. It's like, can Hotshot Chaz become the heart and soul of RAWF against STB to end 2023 going into 2024? What's your thoughts on this?
Look, I already said I think he's going to win this title. I've been saying it since he won the contendership. I think I thought there had been big things ahead for him all year. And what better way to prove me right by becoming the heart and soul of the company on the last pay-per-view of the year?
Indeed. And, of course, the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship, the Immortal Griffith versus Chris Cage. That's going to be a huge one as well. You already say the Immortal one will retain. And, I don't know. This Chris Cage, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to what he's been doing. I'm not used to the way he's been acting. And it's been unusual. So I'm not sure what we're going to see tonight when not just in the world title match, but all of his other defenses matches as well. But that is Jingle Hell Rock, and as far as I know, because the matches were made earlier, I don't think there's been any major results from any of those title matches this quickly. So, but I will check on that real quick just to make sure. Not even close. All right. So, with all of that being said, it is now time, El Vacant, to announce the overall rankings for RAWF in the calendar year of 2023. You have the results in front of you.
Right here.
And So this, of course, there were 8 rankings periods starting with this last one that was announced. The one that starts, the one that started right after Black Friday was actually the first one of 2024. I know it's kind of weird how that works, but it's just how it worked out. And, but it is now your turn, sir, to take over and announce what the overall rankings for 2024 were.
All right.
2023.
So, 2023. It's okay. I got you, boss. All right. 2023, that's right, overall rankings for the entire year, overset and done with. Here we go. In 25th place, we have the Villa. That's right. In 24th place, the Doctor is in. In 24th, Dr. Kent. In 23rd place, Penelope Washington. In 22nd place, the Uber Vegan TPO. In 21st place, we have Revenge. In 20th place, we have the Extreme Enigma. In 19th place, we have the Cougar. In 18th place, we have Taker. In 17th place, we have Kane the Governor. In 16th place, I see you out there, babe. You're in 16th. Yes, 16. All right, cool. All right. In 15th place, we have Strangleheart. And who, regardless of what we said earlier, he is not married to LA, okay? It's not. In 14th place, we have Blake Bradley. In 13th place, we have, that's right, the World Breaker, Conk. I see you out there too, sir. In 12th place, we have our current world champion, the Immortal Griffith. In 11th place, we have Deez. In 10th place, we have A.F. James. Ooh, look at that. In 9th place, we have Kayla the Governess. In 8th, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. Hobo Ezekiel in 8th place. In 7th place, look at this, the hits keep coming because the conspiracy is for real, folks. Killer Neptune is in 7th place. In 6th place, we have one of my favorite names to say, Hashashaz. In 5th place, we have the man going for 4 different belts tonight. That's right, Chris Cage came in 5th place for the year. In 4th place, we have Diesel Warrior. In 3rd place, we have the Nightcrawler, which brings us down to the final 2. Now, if people have been paying attention throughout the year, probably you got some good guesses who number 1 and 2 are, but yet now the extreme question is, who came in which place? Well, the wait is over, because in 2nd place, we have Big Purple Paragon of Greatness, and that means in 1st place for 2023, well, if this isn't an aptly named man for this job, I don't know what is, because it is simply the best.
All right. So a lot we can look at here, break down for you on this overall ranking. So simply the best. He actually he won by a landslide. He had over almost 150 points more than Paragon did overall. So it wasn't even close there. Towards the end, STB, he had, STB was one of 2 people that had 2 number ones that were number one twice, and he is also the only person that got into the top 10 in all 8 rankings periods. He was, despite Paragon winning the extra points tournament twice this year, he did miss one. He missed the top 25 once. The only people to be in the top 25 times were simply the best: Nightcrawler, the Unsettled Chris Cage, Hotshot Chaz, Hobo Ezekiel, Kayla the Governess. They were all in the top 25 in every single rankings period. And as I said, simply the best had 2 number ones overall. Blake Bradley had 2. Paragon of Greatness, the Unsettled Chris Cage, Deez, and the Immortal Griffith were all the other number ones for this calendar year. So that's where we look at for 2023. It was a hell of a year, I have to say. And despite some people not making this list, there was a lot of improvement over the board. And a lot of people, had they been in an all 8, probably would have snuck in. We won't go over everybody that was possible that happens, but Yeah, there were a few that just missed one or two periods and probably would have been on this list had that not happened. All right, so 2023. Let's take a look at some of the titles. The titles are interesting, and I'd like to take a look at what all happened this year with some of the titles. The world title only changed hands once, El Vacant. There was only one title change for the World Heavyweight Championship. Deez, who had won the title at Jingle Hell Rock last year, held the title until Radiversary, where the Immortal Griffith took it from him and has held it ever since. So quite a bit of stability in the World Heavyweight Championship. Only one title change the entire year. Does that surprise you?
Yes and no, because there are times where that title seems to bounce around. But then, like, it seems to go through these patterns where it bounces around a little bit, and then it sits on someone for a while. And then it bounces around a little bit, and then it sits on someone for a while. And that seems to be, that's been true for a few years now. So I'm not super stunned.
Nah, it is true. The world title does seem to change hands a lot less frequently than in years past. So I guess I agree with you there. It is kind of hard. The Platinum Dragon Championship only changed hands twice. Three times. So coming into this year, Mithras the Title Machine was the Platinum Dragon champion. But on the 15th of January, Simply the Best beat him for the Platinum Dragon Championship on Superstars. Then 28 days later, Blake Bradley at Love Hurts defeated Simply the Best for the Platinum Dragon Championship, held it for 42 days until Simply the Best won it back from him at Immortal 10, and STB has been the champion ever since. So all the Platinum Dragon title changes were early in the year, which makes it, you know, this is pretty significant because STB, he still has a ways to go to break any records, he is going to be one of the top two or three longest reigning champions in Platinum Dragon history, especially if he continues on and wins tonight against Hotshot Chaz. Your thoughts on STB possibly being one of the greatest Platinum Dragon champions?
I think STB as Platinum Dragon champion has been wonderful for this company, and I think it's been wonderful for him. He's gone after the world title. He's actually held the world title last year. He kind of struggled at that level. You know, he would get it, he would lose. He turned around, and he changed his focus, and he got this title. And ever since, like, he's just held on to it, and he has had five-star match after five-star match at these pay-per-views while he's held this title. I think not only has he brought out something in that title, but that title has brought something out in him, and I love to see it. Now, that being said, I already predicted earlier tonight that he's losing it tonight.
That's true. You did. So, I mean, it's going to be, if he were, he'd still be one of the top three or four longest Platinum Dragon title reigns in RAW of history. But we'll see what happens tonight. The national title changed hands four times, although Karate Bunny came into the year as the national champion. No, wait, that's not right. I'm sorry. Let's try this again. Beast came into the year as the national champion. He lost the title to Karate Bunny at Immortal 10. Karate Bunny then turned around and lost the title to DW at Radiversary. DW turned around and lost the title to Kayla the Governess at Tropical Aggression, but then won it back at Graveyard Smash. So four national title changes this rankings period. Not a surprise there. That's kind of normal for...
That belt tends to move around a lot.
Yeah, it does. Let's take a look at some others. Midnight Hobo Championship, it changed places four times as well. FUBAR City Championship. Actually, got one, two, three, four times as well there. Although it has not changed hands since Tropical Aggression, since Chris Cage has held it. So he's working on a pretty pretty long reign with that FUBAR C championship. The Triple Crown championship changed hands 4 times. Multimedia championship, which is usually pretty not too bad, 3 times for the multimedia championship. Now, here's the fun one. This one. So, I'm going to go back in history. So, in 2022, before 2022, the highest amount of superstar title reigns in 1 year was 12 times. And, you know, for a title that's defended every week, that's not too bad. That's not too shabby.
No, it's not
12.
Bad. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's,
but.
52.
Yeah. But in 2022, they shattered that record with 19 title changes for the Superstar title. 19. And you consider, let's see, there's 52 weeks in a year. You take away 8 for pay-per-views.
Right.
Well, actually, back then, you took away 10 for pay-per-views. And, you know, 42.
And then probably 2 or 3 just for
there's
miscellaneous.
Yeah, they're talking about 40 title defenses of the Superstars title. And for it to change 19 times, that means just a smidgen under 50% of the time the Superstars title changed hands, right?
Right.
Well, in 2023, where there were actually a few more, still probably a little over 40, there were 22 Superstars championship changes. 22.
So more than half of the times.
More than half of the time. More often than not, the Superstars title. We had, 22 reigns. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of those 22 title change. 8 of those people who won the Superstars title lasted 1 week with the title. 0 title defenses. 3 of them went 2 weeks, but the only reason they went 2 weeks is because there was a pay-per-view in the middle of the reign and didn't get a single title defense. 4 more of those people only lasted 2 weeks with 1 defense. The longest reign was Killer Neptune, who held the title from August 13th to September 24th, 42 days, 4 successful defenses. Strangleheart had 28 days and 3 successful defenses. Sassy Appleby's 28 days, 2 successful defenses. But, nobody more than 4 successful defenses, which is, you know, still a good run with the Superstars title, but geez.
Right. I mean, if you look at somebody holding the Platinum Dragon and they had 4 successful defenses, we'd be like, oh, they're at, like over 100 days. You know, like...
Yep, exactly. So, I mean, and like I said, it was 22 title changes, however, only by 20 different people, as Extreme Enigma, who's the only person on this list to repeat this year. Everybody else was a one and done. Enigma held won the title on three separate occasions this year. So that for what it is. But, the Superstars title, it changed hands quite a bit this year. The men's title changed 4 times. The estrogen. Well, I'm going to have to look that one up. Apparently, I have an updated estrogen, and I'll have to do that very soon. Powerball, 1, 2, 3 times. So, all right. So, with that being said, it was a good year here at RAWF. What was your favorite part of 2023, El Vacant?
I don't know. Watching that match where you and Chris got the crap beat out of you by the God Slayers, that was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Really?
What? Why are you looking? Dude, that match is brutal.
Ah, fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, with 2023 after tonight officially in the books, it is time to look ahead to 2024 and our pay-per-view schedule. And I know you're excited, El Vacant, to find out where we will be heading this year for pay-per-views in RAWF. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
So you're ready for Tropical Aggression in Anchorage, Alaska, right?
That'd be lovely. Can we do that?
Yes. No. Not going to happen. All right. So at any rate.
Maybe Reykjavik?
You want me to do what with a rake?
Iceland. Reykjavik.
Iceland. Oh, the place with the volcanoes. Okay, got it.
Oh, that's true. They are kind of having volcano problems right now.
Yeah, let's go there and play in the volcano, why don't we?
Well, I have some people I could suggest that for, actually.
At any rate. All right, so here is your official RAWF pay-per-view for 2024. Hold on a second. That ain't right. Let me find that. Oh, it is right. Okay, so... on February 11th, 2024, Love Hurts will come to you from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Or as you... go ahead, say it. You know, you want to be a smartass.
No, I'm good. Go ahead, finish.
Oh, well, that's a shock. All right, so that is Love Hurts. Immortal 11. Good Lord, it's almost time for Immortal 11. Can you believe that, Elwagon? March 31st. It will be at the Reliant Stadium in Houston, Texas. Radiversary will be May 19th, live from Cleveland, Ohio, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as it always is. Philadelphia Freedom is July 7th, live from Philadelphia, as it always is, Lincoln Financial Field. Tropical Aggression.
All right, lay it on me. Come on.
Maracana Stadium in Rio de Janeiro. The first time RAWF ever.
I'm not complaining about the heat that we're going to Rio.
Welcome to Rio. Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a hell of a time.
Her name
at Tropical
is Rio,
Aggression.
And she dances on the... Oh, sorry.
Graveyard Smash will come to you October 20th. The location to still be determined. Black Friday will be on November 29th, live from Madison Square Garden in New York City. And Jingle Hell Rock will be December 28th from a location to be determined at this point. So that is the pay-per-view schedule. You looking for? You really perked up when I said Tropical Aggression would be in Rio.
I love Rio. Rio's great.
Yeah, agreed. I'm very much looking forward to going to Rio. All right. So, with that being said and everything else, let me bring back the Paragon of Greatness, because I have a feeling Paragon's got some things to get off his chest after finding out exactly who was behind the attacks and what all happened. Paragon, are you there?
EOC, you exceedingly gobshite, gormless sewer rats, you clammy fuck nuggets and drunken crotch monkeys, you think that you can just... What? Attack the Paragon of fucking Greatness with no repercussions? You think that I'm going to take this lying down? Do you think for a second that this isn't going to come back to haunt you? You broke my ribs. You broke my fingers. You broke my arm. You cracked my jaw. You put severe damage on my spine. You couldn't even stop me from wrestling a goddamn match, and let alone try to stop me from getting my revenge on you. You couldn't stop me from having a stellar month, winning almost every single match in this month, despite the injuries. You think that you can stop somebody like me or try to make a name off of my back? Let me tell you something about the DOC. By the way, how you doing, El Vacant? How you doing, L.A.? I got some things to say. I don't know if you can tell. DOC, let's do a little bit of a roll call. What do we got going on here? Extreme Enigma. Yeah, I saw that guy out there earlier. It's where this guy, he, you know, he talks a lot of shit, but the things that come out of his mouth never seem to quite process through his brain, do they? And I mean, you were talking about the Razor earlier, a fellow GM of mine, somebody I had no idea had any kind of issue with me. The man is the absolute practice of getting in your own way. I mean, this guy has been a featured player in RAWF since the day I walked through the doors, and he's got nothing to show for it. I mean, talk about a guy that fumbles the ball over and over and over again. And what about Natalya? I would have more to say about her, but really, she's just like a – could have been a cardboard cutout as far as I'm concerned. I mean, she comes out, she says boom, she has like a catchphrase, and then just kind of stands around, doesn't she? Revenge? I mean, Revenge Gibson, another one of these people I actually thought was one of my friends, but, you know, it's hard to make a lot of noise about somebody who can't make any noise. I mean, Revenge Gibson is the most generic, plain, nobody could really give a shit wrestler on planet Earth. If she wants to come in here with this group of people and thinks that that gives her a personality, it doesn't. And then there's I forgot about Sophia McFadden. So did everybody else. Aaron McFadden, you've done nothing, absolutely nothing wrong in your entire life. I know this, and I love you. I know you had nothing to do with this. But then we've got Conk. Conk, this drunk moron. This guy that's clearly pulling all of the strings of this DOC attack, the head of the operation. But I've got to wonder, what do you think is going to happen when the guy in the driver's seat can barely see 2 feet in front of his head without swerving? DOC is a run by a captain that couldn't run anything except for his own ass into the ground. I mean, look at the kind of stupid mistakes he made, like when he was near the Hatfield and McCoy record, and he was like, you know what's going to be a good idea? I'll defend that championship against the Immortal Griffith. Dumbass. Listen, Conk, I'm going to put this in words that you can understand. I'm going to beat the ever-living FK out of you, buddy. And now, Fire Chief Bill, the wall that they wanted to throw at me to start this whole thing, big, bad Fire Chief Bill, the living embodiment that big things come with small packages. Fire Chief Bill, you want to come at me with a bull rope match? Like, that's going to scare me? You attack me from behind with who knows how many people in hoods, in the dark, in a parking lot, and I'm still standing, and you think that, what, your tall, dumb ass is going to intimidate me? When the bell rings tonight, I will have run through the first member of the DOC, and I will decapitated your ass with this bull rope that you think that is so effective. Fire Chief Bill, you have made a massive mistake, because you get the pleasure, the absolute honor of being the first person in the DOC to feel my wrath. And you don't just get to feel it first. You get to feel it just days after figuring out what happened, where I'm the most pissed off that I'm going to be. You, sir, are in for a world of pain. I don't think that the DOC realized the mistake that they've made. And while I try to keep a calm demeanor, I'm not out here. I mean, this is usually about as rowdy as I get. I understand that. So I want to make it clear. My calm demeanor just means that I'm more calculated and more precise with the ways that I'm going to exact my revenge on you.
Thank you.
Speak to the devil, Fire Chief Bill. Welcome.
Hi, Amadeus. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I'm not so sure this is a good idea. You showing up here with Paragon as pissed off as he is, though.
Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is, okay? The DLC was formed specifically to deal with people like Paragon. The people that are being handed everything on a silver platter, while the guys that work, myself and the other brothers and sisters of my DOC, of the DOC, we just get,
whatever.
We don't get no recognition. But you know what? That's going to change. Okay? Because tonight, I get Paragon on a bull rope in the ring. Just he and I. Ain't no DLC coming. Just he and I. With that leather strap tied around each of our wrists. And you know what? I could have done it without a bull rope match. But I chose to do it with the bull rope match so I can keep him close. So he can't get away. And when I get done with him, the last thing he's going to see is this size 22 triple E boot smashed right through his face with a door breaker boot kick. I'm going to flatten him and finish the job that the DOC started. And then once he falls, then we're going to go to the net, and then to the net, and then to the net. Until DOC is seen for exactly what it is, the most dominant faction in RAWS. So you know what? Bring it on, Paragon. Yeah, I know you're big and bad. You and I have fought before. You know what? That's the past. This is new. I'm not the same Fire Chief Bill. I've seen the light. I've done the thinking. I've done the math. And it all comes up to you being subtracted from the equation of RAWS. So tonight, Mama Dad, myself, and Paragon are going to get in that ring. The rest is going to put one strap on me, one strap on Paragon, and we are going to go at it. And I'm going to drag him from ring post to ring post. And I'm going to win this match. And I'm going to show him that he is nothing but the crap on the bottom of my door breaker boot. And that's the last thing he's going to see. And with that, I will leave you.
You want to talk about being handed things? You want to talk about there's going to be no DOC tonight? Sure, there's going to be no DOC. I mean, sure, it's after they've already broken most of my body and attacked me multiple times. But sure, no DOC help tonight. And you want to talk about being handed things, like as if I haven't earned everything that I've gotten in RAWF. Furthermore, you want to talk about how I'm somehow the person that, because of the opportunities I've been afforded, it keeps other people down. It kind of holds other people back. I don't think you know who the hell you're talking about. I'm called the tide that raises all ships for a reason. I don't like to go out and take credit for these kind of things. I don't sit and talk about my work a lot of times. I try to keep my various hats on separately. When I'm a GM, I'm a GM. When I'm a wrestler, I'm a wrestler. But one of the things that I have always been, and probably more so than anybody in RAWF, I am an advocate. The amount of work that I have done behind those curtains for everybody on this roster, including you, FCB, including people like Aaron McFadden, the even Conk, the DOC, all of you people, Extreme Enigma, the things that I have to say, the amount of times that I try to put all of these people over and give people opportunities, not take opportunities, the sheer number of times that I have put my reputation on the line to speak up for somebody else in RAWF, that number would blow your goddamn mind. But you go ahead and you talk about Paragon of Greatness like he's an obstacle in your way, because I'll be damned if you didn't find a way to make him an obstacle in your way. Amadeus, I'm sorry. You may have some other questions or some other things to go on, but...
Oh, man. Boy, you're almost as purple as your outfit, dude. Oh, shit, talk, you see there?
Ah, yes, real funny. That's what I was saying. Amadeus, you may have some more questions. I apologize. I'm going to take a few steps out here to the green room. FCB, go ahead and get your last words in, because that's what they're going to be. They'll be your last words. I'll see you in a few minutes.
I don't have to say a single fucking thing. Step out of the goddamn studio. Let's stop this motherfucker off now.
What?
I don't think they're going to wait for the ring boss.
I don't think so either. I thought they both stepped outside into the green room, and I'm not sure this is going to be a good thing. I'm not sure. I'm getting security just in case. I'm not. Save it for the ring. Don't do it here, okay? Please. Let's get security in here just to keep them separated. I don't want any more trouble. We'll get this out of the way. Wow. I've never seen Paragon so charged up, and I certainly have never seen Fire Chief Bill so aggressive here. Something's definitely gone haywire somewhere, El Vacant. This is definitely not the Christmas spirit we're experiencing with these two.
Oh, they didn't listen, boss. Here they go.
Okay, get security out there. Get them to separated. Get them separated right now. This is not the time and place. You guys, take it to the ring. You got a bull rope match tonight to settle it. All right. Well, while we get things cleaned up out there, we'll take a quick song break, I think. El Vacant, when we return... we'll talk with the World Heavyweight Champion, among others, and see how he liked his 2023 and what he thinks will happen in 2024. But a special treat for y'all tonight. As I said, Immortal 11 comes to you live from the Reliant Stadium in Houston. In just a couple months. Good Lord, it's only a couple months away. It's just 3 months away, El Vacant. Can you believe that shit?
No, that is crazy. It feels like it was just 2 months ago.
I have the privilege and honor to play you the official theme song for Immortal 11. Take your best shot.
Don't take your best shot. Don't take your best shot. Promotional consideration paid for by the following. Blaze Brew proudly brings to you Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. Comes in a wide variety of flavors and colors. Available now at your local liquor stores, beer distributors, grocery stores, gyms, hairdressers, gas stations, restaurants, doctor's offices, pubs, bars, brothels, strip clubs, and street corners. Eliminator Beer, get one now. You won't be disappointed. You'll be shit-faced drunk.
Everybody catch, talk a truck. If you smell something burning, you're in luck. I'm hungry, goddamn. Sticking up my thumb cause I suck at driving. If everybody can't just piss through, chances are you're gonna have to poo. I'm hungry, goddamn. I check my anus and I want more boom shots. I'm hungry, goddamn. I think I ate a bunch of roadkill. All the tacos are being fried. What can I eat for $3.99? Goddamn. From the Tex-Mex border to that Levin's hand. Hungry. Goddamn. Just one bite of me wishing for the bathroom. From the salsa, beans, and rice. Food so strong you'll think twice. Goddamn. Deverita, Deverita, Hookerita, Draperita, Whipperita, Heads Hot Sauce, Beanie Weenies, Boom Sauce, Gates, Conspiracy, Chillip with Greatness, Goddamn, Tequila, Tecate, Cervezas, Modelo, Soul, Dippin' Wings, Burgers, Chipotle, Guacamole, Mystery Meat! Mystery Meat, goddamn! Roadkill! Pickles!
All right, I think we got everything settled down out in the green room. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is R.A.W. of Outdoors Jingle Hell Rock Edition. I'm Lord Amadeus. This is El Vacant. And I've never seen Paragon get into a fight on the show before. Have you? I don't recall
no,
that ever
not
happening.
Not once.
No. So, wow. But I can't blame him for everything that's been happening, going on. And to find out that an entire group is out to get you, I guess I'd be in fighting spirit myself, so in fight mode. But good Lord, I hope we can have Paragon back here in a little bit after maybe he calms down. Maybe we can talk to him about other things, more happy things, if you will. But as of right now, we're going to give him a chance to calm down and bring on our world heavyweight champion who defends that title tonight against Chris Cage. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen,
we'll be right back. Immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Immortal Griffith, the World Heavyweight Champion, wearing his Faction of One t-shirt. I mean, that's very, is that a new one? Did that just one just come out?
No, no. This is one that's been around for a little while, but now that you mentioned it, you know you're going to skyrocket the sales again. It was actually one of my more popular designs for a while, but it seems sort of fitting tonight to be wearing this particular shirt. I wasn't aware it was in my contract, but apparently the world champion is the goddamn green room bouncer too.
Well, we had a lot of people trying to hold him back, but I appreciate your help with that. Let's talk about first, before we get to tonight's Jingle Hell Rock pay-per-view, let's talk about 2023 as a whole for you. Spent most, little over half the year now as World Heavyweight Champion, on the verge of becoming the longest reigning champion as of days held. I know that's a huge goal for you. You've got to beat Chris Cage. But talk to me about how you feel 2023 went for the Immortal Griffith.
I mean, it's hard for me to complain. I set some goals for myself like I do. So far, I've met all of them. And tonight is the last barrier between me and all of the goals I've set for myself for the year.
Well, good. Well, good. So pretty solid 2023 for you then. I'm sure you are pleased. What does 2024 hold for the Immortal Griffith?
Well, you know, I don't like to put the cart before the horse, as it were, but I already know if I manage to complete all of my goals for this year, I know what my goal for next year is.
And that would be...
Yeah, there was a pause. I was waiting for you. Back and forth. So you're like you said, I will be... If I manage to get through Chris Cage, which I will, but if I manage to get through Chris Cage, like you said, unless I take some non-pay-per-view matches, I am guaranteed to break the record for longest title run by days. And, you know, like, I'm very aware there is a reason that you are specifying it that way, because this year our schedule changed, which means while, yes, I will have broken the record for calendar days held, I will not have broken the record for the number of defenses held, which currently I am tied for first with. So my goal then will be to hold the belt long enough to beat that record too.
Which I would have to calculate, but I have a feeling you would have to, you would have to hold it till Philadelphia Freedom. Till
I
mid-year.
Believe you are correct. That is what my math said as well.
So that's a hefty goal there. You gotta hold it another half year to get to that record. So we'll see. It would be something else if you actually manage to maintain that. So good goal, certainly. Any other goals for the Immortal Griffith, or any goals you think other people should have in 2024? Some advice from the champ.
I think Enigma better set a goal for watching his goddamn mouth, or he's going to be living up to his screen name in a moment, because if he keeps talking to the wrong guy like this, he's going to have some broken teeth. I've already shown him once what happens when he pisses me off. Maybe he shouldn't do it again.
I was going to say, there's some stuff going on out there. The DOC seems to be getting a little more brazen.
Yeah, they're a little full of themselves. But here, let me explain something. I have taken on faction after faction after faction. I have been in factions. Hell, you guys want to say you are the most dominant faction in the REWF today? Well, I got news for you, buddy. I'm the most dominant faction in the REWF today. The Faction of One. Me, the Immortal. Do not put yourself on my radar. You don't want to be there. You've learned that lesson once. I will teach it again, and I will teach it gladly. I do not like bullies. I do not like pack tactics. I do not like this group mentality. This is an industry where men and women are warriors and they face each other like such. When you do what you did to Paragon, you show yourself for what you are, a coward. Now, there are men in your group, there are women in your group that I have had respect for many years. And frankly, I am stunned at some of the things I've watched some of you do in the last several months now that I know it's been your actions. I am more than disappointed in some of you. This is beneath you. Get yourselves in check before someone puts you in check.
All right. So let's talk now about the big match with Chris Cage tonight, the new improved Chris Cage, if you will. I don't know if we're really calling it that, but he seems to have changed quite a bit. We know what he morphed into a quote-unquote normal person. But, I mean, does that make him more dangerous, do you think?
Yes. As I pointed out, Chris Cage on his little redemption tour. What is this now? Immortal Redemption 7, I think it is, whatever crazy number of times we've faced each other in the last few months. I don't know if it's real or if it's fake. I don't know if he's trying to get in people's heads. I don't know if I actually did rattle something loose in there when I hit him in the head with that momentum warning. And frankly, I don't care. You know, I've faced him a few times since his new persona enacted, and he caught me off unawares a few times. But now I have tape to study. Now I've been in the ring with this man, the whatever he is now. You think I'm going to let that happen again tonight on the biggest stage, on the biggest night of my career? Fuck no. Chris Cage, you stand between me and one of my ultimate goals. And I don't... Man, if I actually felt any pity, I'd feel some for you. I told you in my interview the other day, there will be no quarter. There will be no mercy. You stand between me and glory. And this path to glory has my name on it, son. You are just the path I walk on.
All right, we find out tonight, indeed, if Griff is on his way to one of his, succeeds in one of his big goals, can he get past the formerly unsettled Chris Cage? We find out tonight. Griff, any final thoughts?
I'm sure they won't be final because, you know me, I always love to run my mouth. But as it is right now, Chris Cage, I will see you in a few hours. And in a few minutes after that, I will raise my hand up high, holding the REWF World Championship to the sky and declaring myself the longest reigning REWF World Champion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the immortal Griffith sounds sounds determined and confident as always, and a record stands in the balance tonight, El Vacant, and I think after listening to the immortal Griffith, you're probably more on the side that he will successfully defend, but any final thoughts about that main event tonight, El Vacant?
I mean, he was already a little fired up for this match. I think... Even though they're not involved in his match at all, I think what happened tonight pissed him off, and it's gonna be Chris that pays for it.
Very well could be. We find out in just a few minutes here at Jingle Hell Rock Live from Chicago. All right, time to bring on El Vacant, your opponent this evening, the person getting you into the ring at Jingle Hell Rock tonight. Let's bring on. another member of the DOC, the Extreme Enigma, joining us. Did we get that song right? That didn't sound right. Was that right, Enigma?
Oh, my God. It's the U Space Cowboy, the post-hardcore band. Thank you, Longness.
What's that?
I think that was a yes. I'm not sure.
Just giving you shit. You know, my favorite pastime.
Huh.
That's fair. I enjoy it, too.
No, I'm glad you two have something in common to take to the ring tonight when you square off. So anything to say to El Vakin since you're here and that you two will be facing off momentarily? Talk to me about this match with El Vakin, Enigma, and why you challenged the legendary luchador.
You know, in 2023, I did a lot of things. Came in hot like I had a fire, got snuffed out by the Immortal. But right from the beginning, we had El Vakin here. You too, a little bit, but you look to remain a little impartial. El Vakin saying, you know, I think he's coming a little too strong. He's coming a little too hot, shoddy, et cetera, et cetera. It's partially my inner pettiness and also just the ability to say, hey, I shut somebody up when I get into the ring with him tonight. And not going to lie, you know, once that beat El Vakin, I'm going to be expecting some gift cards, bud. So food truck, come on now.
I can tell you, I can assure you, I've lost many matches, and it has never shut me up.
Shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like he's he's not going to shut up just because you beat him. I'm sorry, but someone I know you'd love to shut up tonight, or at least not shut up, but so much as take his multimedia championship, is Taker. And I know you are fired up for this match as well. Talk to me about facing Taker for the multimedia championship.
This is everything that I've been waiting for. The entire year 2023, I'll just sort of repeat myself. It was a come-up story. I literally reinvented myself over the summer into the fall months. I told myself, if I don't get my shit together, if I don't reinvent myself, if I don't change, I can't get things done. Now, if you notice something, if you know a little bit of your RIWF history in recent months, I actually called Taker out, I believe, back in mid-summer, I want to say. But, you know, just like usual, doesn't want to talk, doesn't want to have the balls to respond, so it didn't get anywhere. So I fought, I clawed, I made the Extreme Enigma mean something in RIWF, and tonight I'm just going to be showing more fruits of my effort when I beat him 1, 2, 3.
All right. Well, I'm sure El Vakin is kind of torn on that, considering he's getting in the ring with you, but El Vakin, talk to me about what you think Enigma's chances are after you're done with him.
I mean, look at him, look at me. I'm just saying, I'm a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and I'm quite frankly way more guapo. So, I mean, I think this match is in the bag for one of us.
All right. Well, you two, good luck to you both in your special challenge match. And Enigma, any final thoughts on your match with Taker or anything else?
Tonight is the final pay-per-view of the year, and it is going to be DOC's night from top to bottom. We talked about it a little briefly, so I'll keep things brief because tonight you got a very busy night ahead of you. Let's take a look at it. We got Aaron McFadden and Natalya Nyro, 2 out of 3 people in a triple crown match. You got 2 out of 3 chances, best chances you could have in a match like that. Pretty simple, just beat the shit out of the other person. Have a friendly brawl after. We got FCB going to go beat the shit out of Big Perp. You'll love to see it. We got a little preview. You'll love to see it before. It's going to happen again. And then we got Kong taking the national title off of the least impressive member of the School of Hard Knocks. And, of course, my 2-0 performance to look forward to tonight. It's going to be nothing but bangers from the Dirty Outcast Club, and I can assure you that.
All right. Well, then, Enigma, I wish you good luck in your matchups tonight. And I'm not sure about this whole DOC thing. It's kind of taken a turn for the worst, in my opinion. But we'll see what happens. Good luck to you, and hope you have a happy holidays and happy New Year.
You as well, Amadeus. Vacant, don't forget the gift cards. Good night.
Good night. Well, the DOC is certainly making a lot of noise, though, Vacant, and you get to see it for...
It's going to happen again.
What's that?
Look out there. Cops getting in your face.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. I got to send security out there again. Seriously? Come on. What happened to the term happy holidays? Oh, my goodness.
They're wrestlers. This is how they get happy.
Apparently so. Come on, folks. Let's not have any more. Let's not have any more of this. This is the season. Good Lord. All right. Well, let's see. Let's bring on our reigning After Hours champion, who, by the way, I believe her next defense is scheduled for next week right here on After Hours. Let's bring on the lovely... She is the first class lash. She is the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, boss man. Good evening, Vacant. Fuck's sake. Like a small boy's nursery school out there.
Yes, I know. If there was a punch bowl, I'd think it was a hell of a holiday party, but Maeve, how was your Christmas?
It were wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Oh, good. Good. How are the folks? How was everybody over in Dublin?
A lot less cold than it is here.
Huh.
Is it? I haven't checked Dublin temp today. Is it actually warmer there?
Generally, yeah. It's right on the ocean, so it don't get near so cold.
That's true. It gets damp, but it doesn't really get super cold.
Not usually, no. That's one of the things I had to adjust to when I moved to Chicago.
But at any rate, Maeve, as I saw from the lineup that Randy produced for the undercard here at Jingle Hell Rock, you've got an interesting opponent tonight in Kayla the Governess. Any thoughts on facing Kayla tonight?
Port. I mean, that's always an interesting match. I faced her at pay-per-view before. And then I've also refused to face her when she were demanding my belt when she hadn't earned it. But there's no belt on the line tonight, so it ought to be a decent fight, all things said.
Yeah, I mean, she did challenge you when you were Estrogen champion on a couple of occasions. So this is kind of I wouldn't call it. It's she's finally getting the match, just not the one she wanted. But still, it should be a matchup that could affect the rankings. I'm assuming, since both of you are consistently in the top 25. Tell me how you feel your 2023 was, Maeve. Would you, from on a scale of 1 to 10, how was Maeve O'Hare's 2023?
Are we judging just based on what's happened here in REWF? Are we talking about my career overall? Are we talking about my personal life? What do you want?
With REWF?
Fair to middling. I'd give myself a 6.5. I didn't do near so much as I would have wanted, but I did get the belt. I had held once before for a very brief amount of time, and I'm doing much better with it now, so that's always nice. But There are still several things that I'd like to check off my to-do list that I ain't done yet. But here's to 2024. It's the year I turn 25, and maybe Hap, I can do something with that.
So what are your goals for 2024? I'm curious.
See, I mean, there's several belts that I ain't held yet. I ain't held Platinum Dragon. I ain't held National. I ain't held Triple Crown. I ain't held English's belt. Not that I'm a total bitter about that. There's lots of gold I'd like to get my hands on. I'd like to continue doing well with After Hours. Do you know offhand what the record is for most defenses for the After Hours title?
I do not, off the top of my head. I would have to consult with Unstoppable on that. Unstoppable likes to keep that record, but I'll get back to you.
Unstoppable's a legend, but I'm certainly not gonna bother Unstoppable on the holidays. It can wait till next week.
I will ask Unstoppable sometime this week and get back to you on that, all right?
That's fair enough.
All right.
What about you? What are your goals for 2024, Bossman?
My goals for 2024? To keep doing what I'm doing and be able to get through another year of RAWF being the top company in the business.
Well, that doesn't count. That's like saying my goals in 2024 are to eat and breathe oxygen. We all know you're going to do that.
We'll see.
I mean, for the record, the older you get, the more those become your goals.
You know, Megan, I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, God, what didn't I do now?
I come in here wearing a mistletoe crown, and you don't even comment.
Is that what that was? Is that why Enigma was all over you out there in the green room when Griff was in here?
I mean, Enigma's got eyes. I can't help if Enigma's got better taste than some folk.
The easy elevator.
Taste, yes.
Easy.
Judgment, maybe not so much, but.
Oh, Enigma's got the decision making skills of a 4-year-old on who needs Ritalin. But in some matters, I have to compliment Enigma's taste. But you know, I asked Bossman. I'm going to ask you, Vacant. What are your goals for 2024?
My goals. Let's see, there's a new business starting up. I had a new business offer starting up that I might lurk into, and that'd be good to have another, like a secondary business that's also successful. That'd be good. I don't really want to discuss it yet. It hasn't really been talked about yet. It's not finalized.
Oh, no. Well, don't go borrowing trouble, but knock wood, it'll do well for you.
I mean, I would, but you're already sitting on my lap.
Do you hear the mouth on this one, Bossman?
I try to ignore it. I've heard the mouth on it for the last, what, 5-6 years now? Well, really longer than that, but yeah, it is what it is.
I'm not sure. Am I the longest, you know, everyone's all about these rankings and longest this and longest that. Am I the longest reigning co-host yet?
Yes, I do believe you are, actually. Woo-hoo. I think you have been for quite a while.
Unfortunately, you're only the second best-looking co-host.
Now I'm curious which one was better.
Myself, of course.
Oh, all right. Well, you were a guest host. I wasn't thinking of you.
I were the co-host. I mean, I were a guest
co-host. Sure,
I were still the co-host.
But I wasn't thinking about the special guest co-host, you know, that came in for fill-ins and things like that. I was thinking, like, people had, like,
right.
Long runs.
Miss Bunny.
change had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
How you doing, boss man? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all. El Vacant, how you doing? Hey, I got some presents here. I'm getting Santa draw is what you can call me tonight. You know what I'm saying? Oh, good Lord. Randy, what are you doing?
Did he say Santa drawers?
I said a draw. Yeah, I got some gifts for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got for. All right. Well, I ain't going to turn down a good gift. Who you got? Who you got right there? Let's see. I got one here for my buddy El Vacant. You know, El Vacant, I know you don't like the old Mad Dog 2020, but I know you like your Cerveza. You know what I'm saying? You shared with me some good Cerveza one time we did a show. I wanted to get you some quality American Cerveza here. So here you go, a 24 pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon. There best American lager we got. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, thank you very much for this fine American lager.
Yeah, let's crack one open and have a toast, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, here, hold on. Okay, great. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's the stuff right there, you know what I'm saying? That warms my heart, like it's better than an eggnog, you know what I'm saying? That's what I got. Hey, and don't worry, boss man, I got you too. Here you go. A bottle of Pert shampoo? Really? Yeah, you know, that's some good stuff right there. I've been using it for years. Look at my hair. It's almost as good as yours, you know what I'm saying? No, it's not, but thank you. I appreciate the sentiment, I suppose. Hey, no problem, boss man. And don't think I forgot about you, old Maeve. Here you go. You got a box, nice box here, all wrapped up. You open it.
Am I supposed to open it on air?
Yeah, why not?
I didn't know what sort of gift it were, Randall. All right.
It's all right. Hey, I'm a gentle. I'm a gentleman here. I ain't going to give you nothing that can be shown on air. You know what I'm saying?
You've given me socks with no feet in them.
Yeah, that's what they call them leg warmers. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to keep them legs nice and warm. To keep them nice and toasty. I know how you don't like the cold weather. And I thought, you know, she got to protect them gams right there. So I thought some leg warmers, that'd be the perfect gift for Maeve O'Hare. You know what I'm saying?
This is only going to come up to my knee. How is this going to keep my legs warm?
Well, you pull them up tight. They're supposed to be worn tight. You know what I'm saying? Nice and tight, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, my God. Marilyn?
I'm very pleased that you were thinking of my legs, Randall.
Well, yeah, of course I am. Looking out for them. You know what I'm saying? They're your best asset. No offense. Just saying. Okay. All right. That was nice. I got one more, boss man. But is my buddy Paragon still around? I heard he was having a bad day. Can I get Paragon back on here? Paragon. Yo. Can I get Paragon here?
No, just at all.
Hey, my buddy, my pal right there. I got you something very special. I know you're gonna love it. Why are you looking so apprehensive?
It's a whole thing. Don't worry about it.
I got you an envelope. Open it. Go ahead. Open it.
All right.
Go ahead and open it.
What do we got here? Yep. Up. And there it is. That
That's the kind of thing that old Paragon of Greatness can cheer old Paragon of Greatness right up. For those of you who can't see, this is the year-end statistics and rankings points, something I'm going to be pouring a lot of time into after I'm done handling SCB tonight. I don't know if you can tell through all of the, you know, anger, rage, broken ribs and whatnot, but that's one thing that will certainly make Paragon of Greatness turn his day around a little bit.
Wait a minute. I just got your card. What are you talking about?
What?
What? How'd that get in there? Randy? Uh-oh. I'll see you later, boss man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you all next year.
Was he not supposed to give him that?
Here. Fine. I've already memorized the entire thing. Who's having a bad day now, Amadeus?
Merry Christmas, Paragon. I hope you enjoy it.
I mean, after my trip to the North Pole this year, I could use a good Christmas.
All right. So, at any rate, Maeve, you do know what those are, right? Those leg warmers you just got? They, like, went out of style 30 years ago?
Sorry, I just popped out to the green room. I was trying to get English to tell me how they worked. So these are actually a thing. This isn't just something that Randall made up.
No. Although now that you have those, it means we had to get you like these really gaudy pastel leotard to wear with them.
I do what now?
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
Here, hold on. Let me pull one up on my phone here. I'll give you a picture. 80s gym bunny. All right, here you go. Look.
Be second for real.
I mean,
aren't you glad you weren't born yet?
Nobody ever really dressed like that. You're having a go.
Then the entire internet is having a go.
You're taking the piss. There's no way anyone dressed like that on purpose.
No, they did.
Saints preserve us.
I'm sure he meant well. Right.
I'm sure he did.
Before I let you go, Maeve, we've mentioned it a few times that we are approaching the end of the year, and now you are officially an RAWF GM. Any thoughts or hints about what we might see out of Mabel Harris as a GM in 2024?
I've got a couple ideas, but I'm afraid that the one that is nearest and dearest to my heart would be too complicated for some of the less intellectual on the roster. So I'm still weighing the options, but I've got a short list. I'll have it on your desk next week.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Maeve O'Hare, she faces Kayla the Governess tonight to round off her 2023. Looking forward to great things from her in 2024, no doubt about it. Enjoy those leg warmers. Elvake, you didn't seem to enjoy your beer too much. What was that all about?
Here, have one.
No, thank you.
No, they're great. It's America's finest.
I'm trying to quit. All right. Let's see here. Who do we got? Ladies and gentlemen, the reigning Triple Crown champion and a number member of the DOC. He is...
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from there. It seems like faithful in you. Decisions have to be made. The best path is the hardest path. Back in
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the reigning Triple Crown champion, Ice Cold Aaron McFadden. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacant.
Oh, hi.
So, before we get to talk about your Triple Crown title match tonight, Aaron, I've got a question. Are you fully supportive of the DOC's basically attack on the Paragon of Greatness, considering he's been one of your major supporters over this past year?
What they do? It's what they do. Things that group do that go off the rails, and I agree with what they do, but it's what they do.
Okay, fair enough. So, tonight you defend the Triple Crown Championship for the first time. You've got Natalya Nitro, a fellow member of the DOC, coming at you from one side. You got Tigress coming from the other. Talk to me about this big match.
I look at one person, and they're a target, and then I look at the other person. While we're in the same group, I just look at them at another target. And then when it's all said and done, there's two things going to happen. Either it stays at the DOC or it stays on my shoulder. That's it.
Okay. Fair enough. So, you know, you had a rocky 2023, but here at the tail end of it, here towards the end, you started catching fire. You got yourself a title. Talk to me about what 2024 is going to look like for Ice Cold Aaron McFadden.
I've got one title. I'm going to try and keep it as long as I possibly can. But there's other titles that interest me.
Maybe the
tag belts?
The tag titles. Well, I mean, you and FCB are currently, it is FCB, yes, are currently pretty high in the rankings there in the tags, so that is a possibility. So that's a good one. What about, the Platinum Dragon Championship, the heart and soul of RAWF? I'm sure you'd love to get your hands on that.
I've got my eyes on the Midnight Hobo title, as you know, well know.
That's true.
Possibly the Through Our City.
I can see that.
All right. Well, we will see what happens. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with you because this has been a great tail end of the year for you. I'd like to see you do more. Although, it's kind of your alliances at this point are kind of shaky, so we'll see. talk to me about the Season's Beatings match tonight against Soul Reaper. He stepped up to your annual Season's Beatings challenge. And, I don't know a lot about Soul Reaper. He has yet to really show much, but talk to me about this match against Soul Reaper.
Soul Reaper is an interesting opponent. There's no problem putting himself out there. And kind of reminds me of, when I started back in, three, 4 years ago, get my foot in the door. If he could get some momentum behind him, he could be the spot that, Chaz was in. I bet
shall win.
I mean, it does. It. We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to what you do in 2024. And any final thoughts about what 2023 has meant to you and what you're going to do tonight at Jingle Hell Rock?
Sure, it didn't start the way I wanted to, but it ended the way I wanted to. And it's time to see if anybody doubts me, it's time to see a return to the form that got me into a few Hall of Fames. And that's how I'm and that's how it's gonna stay.
All right. Well, Aaron, thank you for your time. Good luck tonight against Tigress and Natalia and against Soul Reaper. And like everybody else, I'm looking forward to seeing what Ice Cold Aaron McFadden has in store for us in 2024. You have a good night, sir.
Good night, gentlemen.
Well, El Vacant, 2023 has certainly is almost over. We just got a little less than 24 hours left in this year. About 24 hours, actually, I should say. We're 3 minutes till midnight.
I thought the sun was 2 minutes till midnight.
No, either way, just about 24 hours for the rest of 2023. What, to you, besides, I asked you earlier what your favorite moment from 2023 is. What is your predictions? Any bold predictions you have for 2024? I'm curious.
Bold predictions. Yeah, I kind of want to make a Chaz prediction, but I don't think that would be bold because I've been supporting him for a while now. I think people expects and knows that I expect some big things from him. But, you know, and you asked me this last year, and my prediction last year was that we would see greatness out of Aaron McFadden, and we did that. So I'm going to put the El Vacant seal of approval and stamp of luck. We had a different person this year, a person I think we're going to see some pretty big things out of, that we're going to see, I think we're going to see a lot of title runs. I think we're going to see some dominance. And while I may not like what his group has been doing lately, I still have to go by what I see in the ring. And in the ring, this man has impressed me. I think there's a strong likelihood that 2024 will be the year of the world breaker.
Going to put some onus on Conk. What can Conk do? Well, he certainly has got a lot of backing. He certainly has talks to talk. He is a legend in his own right here in WU. We will see if he can become a legend in RAWF. He's got a good start going, but we'll see what happens, certainly. All right. Well, you know what? There is no better way to end the year than talking with this man. He, of course, has been here since day one. He is Mr. RAWF. He is.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Thank you.
judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Hello, I'm the judge. Hello, everything.
Oh, hi.
How are you guys doing? Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve, Eve. Yes, that's it. Yeah, although
Eve.
I guess technically it is New Year's Eve now. So
it is New Year's Eve.
So 2023 marked your retirement. Your final match has been set on, said and done. And you're not riding off to the sunset per se, but you are certainly done in the ring. And you're done, you know, with most everything RAWF, which is good. You deserve a nice, you know, deserve a rest. You have done a lot for this company. But as we mark 2024 as our 11th year in business, Judge, I'm curious. You know, I've asked you this many times, but I want to know what it in RAWF over the past 10 to 11 years that you've seen, everything you've seen in come and go, I'm curious, what stands out to you? Who stands out to you as some of the biggest stars? And that can be early, late, or now. And who do you
early,
think?
Early, late, now.
Second question, who do you think is the breakout star in RAWF for 2024?
Oh, that's easy. The breakout star in 2024 is Maeve O'Hara. There's no question about it. She dominated what she needed to do. She came in. She said she was going to become, you know, people backed her up, and she became the champion that she is, and she was the breakout star of 2024. Now, as far as the people that I've noticed in the company since we've been here, I have to say two people stand out to me the most. And these two people are friends. These two people are like my brothers. These two people are and people that I could go to for anything I need. And one is Paragon of Greatness. I know we started off the year off, you know, started off our first time we met on a bad note, but it eventually grew up to be a good friendship. And I've been, you know, we've had some good matches, and but Paragon of Greatness is one. And then the second one is the Immortal Griffith. I mean, you've got a gentleman who came in and he dominated RAWF. I mean, he does everything he says he's going to do. And when he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. If he says he's going to sit back and relax, he's going to sit back and relax. But I have never seen a person that can come in and dominate a company like he can. And get the respect of everybody in the company. He's an all around great guy. I mean, he's my Batman. But yeah, those are the people, Paragon and Griffiths for them, and breakthrough artists. The breakthrough artist of the year would be Maeve O'Hara.
All right. Well, thank you, Judge, and that's a pretty good choice there. I could definitely see that being the case, but not that she hasn't broken out, but she might see she mentioned some of her goals earlier, and maybe she will indeed achieve some of those goals here in 2024. We will find out.
Yeah, and you know, and one more thing before I leave real fast, you've got someone who a GM. You have an outstanding GM, one that if I had a company, I would want this person to come GM for me, because this person is that dominant of a GM, and that is Unstoppabot. Unstoppabot has taken the tag team and totally fixed that tag team to where you have not only the number one company in Unstoppable, you have the number one tag team. I mean, no other company that I know of has tag teams that are fighting like you are, like the members here are. I mean, you've got the golden arches, I guess you can call them. You've got what it takes to do what you do, and I've said it many times before. I knew you had it when I gave you the company. I knew you were going to make something out of it, and you, sir, have surpassed that. And I can just say, you know, congratulations on it. I'm looking forward to just sitting back watching your company grow into bigger and better things.
All right. Well, thank you, Judge. I appreciate that. And wish you well on your retirement. I know you're still going to be around, but and we'll look forward to talking with you throughout 2024 and getting your insight on certain things. But thank you very much, and enjoy your retirement, sir. Anything?
And just
you,
remember
you know,
one
Lincoln?
Thing. Just remember one thing.
You. Okay.
It always tastes different.
God damn it.
He did it.
Here,
he said it.
Judge, have a beer.
Yeah,
yeah,
you want to?
Thank you.
You want to take some shampoo home with you? It's Pert.
No, I don't need no Pert shampoo. No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right. Well.
But I don't have the beer, though. Thank you.
Regifting is the thing, right? Anyway. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we're going to call it a night now. Elvikant, any parting thoughts and on anything you'd like to comment about 2023?
No, I think it was a pretty good year. I think we had some really interesting breakout moments over the whole year. Frankly, a lot of people, you know, just kind of counted out and thought would never be anything more than, you know, curtain jerkers around here stepped up and proved they belong. People come to mind, Aaron McFadden, my buddy and business partner, Chaz, you know, these guys stepped up, they earned titles, they earned respect, you know, and I love that. And it's one of the things I love about this company is that, you know, sometimes stars come out of nowhere. Sometimes you see them coming a mile away, and you never know what it's going to be. I am excited to see what the next year has to bring us.
Indeed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please have everyone listening, please have a safe and happy new year. And let's get 2024 off to a great start. All of you stay safe and have a happy new year. For Elvikant, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been 2023 in RAWF. This has been RAWF Jingle Hell Rock. We will see you all here next week for more RAWF After Hours. Good night, everybody.